Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, still live on Blog Talk Radio. This is called an opinion, and it's just an opinion. I'm noticing a lot of young black men and women are dying lately in the hands of the white. I don't know what is going on. I don't understand it at all. But I think it's funny how, for instance, this white guy, he goes into a church, kills 9 people, gets caught, and they treat him like he's a hero, giving him a bulletproof vest and walking him out. Now, if a black person done that, they want to chop his head off and use him as a sacrificial lamb of some kind. Things like that irritate me in the community, because what images are we setting for the younger generation, the blacks and the whites? It seems like to me it's going to end up being a racial war coming up, because black lives do matter. Matter of fact, all lives matter. Black, white, red, yellow, green, purple, don't matter. They all matter to me. Regardless if you're black or white, it's a life. A life shouldn't be taken over ignorance, especially in today's society. People, the black men and women, are being brutally handled like garbage and trash by white officers. Brutality, and even with the evidence showing that whatever side is wrong for doing what they did, it's always justified. When the cops are beating a guy already handcuffed, senseless, and causing bruises and scars and everything, that's justifiable. Or you've got a guy down on the knees and you're stomping his head out, that's justifiable. Or you're tasing a guy over and over and over, or you're beating him. 4 or 5 cops are beating a handcuffed dude. That's justifiable. That is not justifiable. And what I see is that sooner or later, the outcome will be that it's going to be an all-out war. Cops, white individuals that don't see the damage they're doing, are going to be the ones being damaged. Because sooner or later, the human race, which is the blacks, the whites, the reds, the yellows, that believe in white black lives or any lives matters, are going to retaliate to the point cops are going to feel threatened. Cops kill people, it's okay. Cops get shot, oh, they raise up their hands saying, police, you know, lives matter, raise their hands, you know, cops' lives matter. It didn't matter to you when you killed the 20 people in the building. It didn't matter to you when you handcuffed the victim already on the floor and you shot him in the head. It didn't matter then. First of all, you shot him. Why you shoot him if he's already handcuffed and on the floor? It didn't matter when you shot the person handcuffed in the back seat of your police car. It didn't matter to you shooting the black person. But now when somebody walks up to you in your car and shoots you, and one of your partners get away with it, get stopped free and not get shot, oh, now it's a big issue, and it's a crime. Oh, it's not a crime when you do it, but it's a crime when the opposite color does it. I think it's wrong. Don't matter how you look at it, black, white, red, or yellow, it's wrong. I think people need to stop and cherish the life that they have. And nobody, man, woman, or child, has the right to take another life. These people who are cops saying it's justifiable for me to beat you senseless because I'm a police officer, then take the badge off. Take the gun away. Take all that off and come into the neighborhoods that you're harassing, in the communities that you're trying to strong arm, and just walk the streets on a daily basis and see how it feels to be one of us. Commit a crime in front of a police officer and renege and see if you get beat. I mean, I think it's stupid. I think black lives do matter. I think all lives matter. But we got to grab hold of this. And for people to show witnesses, this cop is doing this, and common sense, you got all the evidence to show that the cop is guilty. And for these dumbass judges to say, the cop is justified and the case is thrown out of court, then that judge needs to be out of court. Why? Because we elected him, her, it, whatever it may be, in that position. We should be able to elect you, you know, get you out of there, because you're here for to hold the justice and the law, not to say because that cop paid your pocket that you're going to do what he say, or the police department paying you off. You know, hey, you pay me on the table, whatever that cop does, I'll let him do it. You know, I'm making X amount of dollars for, you know what I mean? So I think it's a payoff, because I can't see how a cop known for, and he killed his wife, and he made it official that he killed his wife, got away scot-free with a slap on the wrist. You know, I think that's stupid. It's just my opinion. With today's laws and things going on, I think people need to understand that lives matter, people matter. But until that is done, the stupidity is going to happen. Cops want you to follow the rules, but they don't even follow the rules. But yet they work for you. You don't work for the police. The police work for you. You pay their bills. You pay their check. You are their boss. They're not your boss. I see that. I see cops taking young 13-year-old girls and smacking their head, handcuffed, smacking their head against concrete. Like, oh, it don't give a shit. I'm a police officer. It's justified. Let me take your 13-year-old daughter and smack her head, or her son, your son as a cop. Let me take your child, being a black cop, and I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying if I'm a black cop, smack your son or daughter's head against the concrete. Or let me be a black cop taking, or a white cop, a black cop taking your family and beating them senseless with a baton, or kicking them in the face, or doing all these. And you're white watching me brutalize your family member. And you tell me what you would say. Let me be a white cop catching you and tasing you, and you're already handcuffed to the ground. Where the hell are you going to go when you're handcuffed to the ground? Nowhere. You're not going to, what, you're going to squirm away? If you squirm away, what's that going to happen? You're going to take a two-minute step to stop them from squirming, or is that too much energy? Things like that bother me. You know, I understand this. I understand what the concept of law and order. But, okay, where's the order at? If the law is there, where's the order? There is none. Cops are the biggest gangs in the biggest paid, publicly known gang in the world. It's been noted, cops won't snitch on cops. And if a cop sees another cop doing wrong, and you're a cop, and you see your partner or another cop doing wrong, and you don't say nothing, you're just as guilty as him or her. Doesn't make no difference, you know. So it's just, to me, that these killings, these crimes, and all this dumb stuff need to stop. Because nobody, who's going, what about the younger people? You making it justified that it's a white kid can kill a black kid? No, that's not justifiable. You're making it justified that a white man can brutalize a black woman? For what reason? But if we as black men and women brutalize white folks just because they're white, then we're called wrong. You know what I'm saying? Things like that is what I look at. You know, and this is what people don't understand. Lives matter. I see it posted all over social media, and then I see how the media has been corrupted not to promote the truth of what's going on. They want to promote the negative. For example, Ferguson. Police were all over Ferguson talking about all the looting and robbing and stealing and killings and bullshit, but they didn't report how Ferguson was fighting back. The gangs, the Bloods, the Crips, and I praise them and I give them most respect, and my hat goes off to all the gangbangers out there who turned around and worked together to stop people from looting the stores and causing the damage. And the media didn't see that. The media didn't see that these homeowners and these people that live in Ferguson were cleaning up the streets. You know, cleaning the streets, getting the streets back, getting their neighborhood back. The media didn't see that part of it. The media didn't see the part that these people are cleaning and spray painting and fixing windows to bring back the neighborhood they love. The media didn't catch that. But the media caught the people across the street vandalizing homes. But the media didn't catch the cops dressing up like gangbangers, starting trouble, and then running back on the police side, getting protection from the police. You know, media didn't catch that. Media didn't catch none of that. Media doesn't catch what's real out there. They catch the fake. Or media didn't catch how Ferguson was under martial law and people were being shot at by the police. But if he was white and he was caught on the streets, the police didn't say nothing to him. The media didn't catch that. These are things that I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? And then this other killing that just went on, the media didn't catch the positive sides of that. They only fed off the negative. Or you hear them talk, now the media automatically talks about racial tension. Racial tension, not well, how do you feel about this, but racial tension. Do you feel it's racist or any racial tension? I mean, they're trying to antagonize that racial tension coming out. But it would it be wrong to me to walk up to a camera guy in a black neighborhood and shoot him in the head because he's white? No, it wouldn't. But it's okay for the whites to come in our neighborhood and the black community and make us look like fucking idiots? No, it's not right. Neither way it goes. Stop and look what's going on. All lives matter. Don't matter who it is. Black, white, red, yellow, green, purple. Well, I don't know about avocado. That's an ugly color. But it matters. So if it doesn't matter to you, it matters to us. That's the point, you know, and then it becomes racial tension to the point where you can get a bunch of white folks walk around in sheets all fucking day and y'all guys protect them. And they're just called Ku Klux Klan. But you get a bunch of blacks to walk around in designer shirts all day, that's a gang. Those are a bunch of thugs. Strange, ain't it? That's strange, ain't it? You get a white guy to shoot people, he's just called a shooter or something. You get black guys to do it, they're called terrorists. Bullshit. All bullshit to me, and that's what I feel. There's nobody can change it. Nobody can hide it. It's just bullshit. And with that being said, I mean, you're not going to move nowhere because negativity brings on negativity. It's time to make a change. You know, so with that being said, you've tuned into the Grind Music Radio with how we feel and our insight on this racial war. Hope you all understand positive minds move forward. And I love it. Each and every single one of you, black, white, red, yellow, green, except for avocado. But I love you all straight from industry bosses to Grind Music and the whole Grind family out there. Keep up the heads, positive minds move forward.